Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Welcome to I Am Morning Prayers. Your host is Apostle Marco Brooks. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning we greet you, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you, O God. There is none like you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning on this I Am Morning, in this I Am Morning Prayers. We realize that we know that without you, there can be no prayers. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you and we ask you to take complete preeminence this morning in the name of Jesus, not only this morning, but in every area of our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Have your way in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, O God. God Almighty, we praise your holy name. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory and honor. El Shaddai, we bless you. Elohim, we praise you. I am that I am, we bless your holy name. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless you. Jehovah Gabar, we bless you. Jehovah Nisi, we bless you. Jehovah Sikunu, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Hallelujah. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to honor the Holy Spirit this morning. Before we get further into our prayers this morning, we want to welcome the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Join us as we worship and welcome the Holy Spirit.
There is none more mightier
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is He. We have welcomed the Holy Ghost. He is in our midst this morning. We love the Holy Spirit. We reverence Him this morning. Let us begin to bless the Lord this morning. We will read Psalm 89. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, and our mouths will with our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, Who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. The bar and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the Lord that know the joyful sound. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, the Holy One of Israel is our King. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I read Psalm 89, verse 1 to 18. Father, we praise you this morning, and we say thank you. Thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory. We praise you for your greatness, power, glory, majesty, splendor, and righteousness. Thank you for your spiritual defibrillator, strengthening our heart when we wanted to give up. Thank you for protecting us from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We praise you, Lord, for the wonder-working power in your word and in the blood of the Lamb. We are more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. O Lord, for all the ways you have intervened on our behalf, we want to say thank you. Thank you for turning curses into blessings. Thank you for delivering us from betrayers and killing tongues in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from betrayers and killing tongues in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we are grateful for you preserving and keeping our feet from slipping in Jesus' name. Thank you for drawing us to prayer and power in Jesus' name. Thank you for making us fearfully and wonderfully. Thank you, Jesus, for most importantly, for your gift of salvation that you have given us in the name of Jesus. The psalmist said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 34, 1 to 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord this morning. He is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. We glorify his name this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Oh, hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, this is a great day to praise God, to is a great day to worship him in spirit and in truth this morning. I want you to wake up and dance and praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah.
That's right. We're going to praise the Lord and thank him in various sanctuary languages. what the Lord has done. Y por bueno.
Greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus over cyberspace. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away all of our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, O God. Release the blood of Jesus over the networks in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over cyberspace. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirits in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak on our behalf this morning. We thank you for your precious blood. Hallelujah. Release your blood into every area of our life in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus bring healing to us this morning in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus for redemption. Release the blood of Jesus for healing in the name of Jesus, for justification, for cleansing, to break every evil cycle in our life. We use the blood of Jesus to destroy every satanic altar that have our names on it. Release the blood of Jesus to destroy every satanic altar that have our names on it in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus as a spiritual tsunami into the second heavens in the name of Jesus to destroy everything that has been programmed into the sun, the moon, and stars against our lives, against the plans and purpose of God for our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that brings victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, according to Ephesians 6, 10 to 18, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and we gird our loins with truth. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren, those that are listening in, those that will listen in, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and we gird our loins with truth. We thank you for the armor of God and the armor of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let us ask the Lord this morning to send his holy angels. Lord, we ask for divine angelic assistance. We ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to assist us, minister to us as we go into prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Archangel Michael, and we ask you to send Archangel Michael, your special warrior forces in the name of Jesus to war on our behalf according to your will, plan, and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Your holy celestial singers, your holy rulers of light, your holy ones, your holy watchers, your holy dominions, your holy powers, your holy princess in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send your holy chariots of fire in the mighty name of Jesus. We need divine angelic assistance to marshal and protect our territory. Divine angelic assistance to do your bidding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that your perfect will can be done in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for sending your holy angels to do your bidding in our lives, to do your bidding in this ministry, to do your bidding on this radio show, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. According to Zechariah 2:5, the Bible says, God is saying, I will be a wall of fire around them and the glory within. So, Lord, we ask you this morning to be a wall of fire around this radio show and the glory within. Be a wall of fire around the satellite and the glory within. Be a wall of fire around the cyberspace and the glory within. Be a wall of fire around our lives as individuals and the glory within. Be a wall of fire around this ministry and the glory within. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 We praise the Lord. We bless the Lord this morning in the name of Jesus. He is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the honor. Father God, we pray that you rain your special blessings this morning. Rain your special blessings this morning in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, I just want to pray a special prayer for the Lord to release his favor upon those that are listening in this morning. I'm praying for you according to Psalm 5, verse 11 and 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful. Indeed, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thy compassion as with a shield, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray for favor for you this morning in the name of Jesus. For God is a God of blessings and of favor. We are going to ask God to release his favor. Father, we walk this day in your divine supernatural favor. We embrace favor from every angle upon our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we confess that we are a magnet to favor. Let favor, your divine favor, be attracted to us now in the name of Jesus. Every instrument of success shall embrace us because the favor of God is upon our lives in Jesus' name. Every case fought to defeat your favor in our lives, let it be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. We release your favor over our lives, our homes, our families, our church, our jobs, our business, and everything that we touch or encounter. We call for the favor of Joseph to surround us for success in Jesus' name. We put on the garment of favor to cause great men and women to come in our path in Jesus' name. Let the favor of God bring forth financial blessings unto us now in the name of Jesus. Every conference of this favor against the favor of God in our lives, scatter by the Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Father, let the favor, your favor, increase in our lives and cause us to mount up with eagle's wings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have released a favor in the name of Jesus. He is a covenant-keeping God, and we have invoked his covenant of favor upon your lives, upon your ministries, upon your families today in the name of Jesus. Walk in the favor of God this day in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, we're going to play a worship song before I come back and speak to you and pray with you in the name of Jesus. Let us go into worship. Worship him. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus Christ, Lion of the tribe of Judah. Join us as we worship this morning.
For all eternity.
one thing I desire, one thing I desire.
My God, my King, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the Lord this morning. This morning we are looking at the name, I am the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Revelation 5:5, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed, triumphed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. This name of Jesus appears in one of the visions of the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. Only Jesus as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is worthy to open the scroll that contains God's judgment against the world in the end time. God the Father has delegated to his Son the authority and power to serve as supreme judge over all things. The lion known as the King of Beasts is legendary for its strength and ferocious nature. Lions do not roam the land of Israel today, but they were common in Bible times. For example, David killed a lion that was threatening his father's sheep. 1 Samuel 17:37. The Judge Samson, one of the superheroes of the Bible, killed a young lion with his bare hands. You can look at that in Judges verses 5 and 6. God the Father also compared his forthcoming judgment against his rebellious people, the nation of Israel, spoken of symbolically as Ephraim, and the nation of Judah, to the fierceness of a lion. You read that in Hosea 5:14. Jesus as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah probably has its origin in the prophecy of Jacob in the book of Genesis. He declared that his son Judah was destined to become the greatest among all his 12 sons, whose descendants would become the Israelites, God's chosen people. Jacob described Judah symbolically as a lion or a fearless ruler who will lead God's people. And this is in Genesis 49:8-12. This prophecy was fulfilled dramatically throughout the Bible. The tribe of Judah, composed of Judah's descendants, David is from that tribe of Judah. The Judah's descendants took the lead on the Israelites' trek through the wilderness after they left Egypt. You can look at that in Numbers 10:14. Moses' census of the people in the wilderness revealed that the tribe of Judah was the largest of the 12 tribes. Numbers 1:27, Numbers 26:22. King David, the popular ruler of Israel against whom all the future kings were major, was a Judahite, a native of Bethlehem in the territory of Judah, 1 Samuel 61. Most significantly of all, Jesus, the Messiah, sprang from the line of Judah. The genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew traces his lineage back to Judah's spell Judas, J-U-D-A-S, in the KJV, and you can look at that in Matthew 1, 2 to 3. Thus, Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who rules among his people as supreme Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. Do you want to know this Lion of the tribe of Judah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is extending his golden scepter to you. The Bible says that the scepter will not depart from Judah. Hallelujah. So he's offering his scepter to you this morning. If you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior, what do you need to do? You have to admit that you are a sinner and turn away from sin. You have to believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment for all your sin, and he rose to life again to conquer death. You have to receive. You ask Jesus as Lord and Savior. To all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Here is a prayer for you so you can use to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing me how much I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive all my failures and the sins of my past. Make me clean and help me to start fresh with you. I now receive you into my life as Lord and Savior. Help me to love and serve you with all my heart. Jesus said, the Lion of the tribe of Judah said, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome into the body of Christ. What you need to do is to find a Bible-believing church, fellowship with other Christians, read your Bible every day, pray daily, carry a portion of God's word with you, and share your faith with others. The Lord said, I will not leave you comfortless. He is going to give you impart the Spirit, his Holy Spirit in you that will empower you, that will lead you and guide you and direct you in the name of Jesus. Welcome into the family of God in the name of Jesus. The Lion of the tribe of Judah welcome you this morning in the name, in his holy name. The scepter will not depart from Judah. Hallelujah. This morning, this is Apostle Marco Brewer, your host for my Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This is I Am Morning Prayer. As we conclude this show, I pray that the presence of God remain with you throughout this day, and that his angels protect you. And I release the blood of Jesus over every area of your life. Those that need healing, we pray for you to be healed physically, mentally, and emotionally. Those that are going through depression, turn it over to Jesus. He loves you unconditionally. We bind that spirit of depression, and we lose the spirit of hope, the spirit of joy and gladness in your life in the name of Jesus. Regardless of whatever situation you are going through, I want you to know Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, loves you unconditionally. Come to Jesus just as you are. He loves you. And he cares. He cares. Hallelujah. You can visit our website at www.iamprayers.com. If you have a prayer request, you can put it on the website. And it's private and confidential. We'll pray for you. If you need to get in touch with us, you can call us at 301-502-4069, and we will pray for and with you. We love you, but remember, God loves you unconditionally. He sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe should not perish, but have an everlasting life. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. God bless you. Have a blessed and a wonderful day as we worship Jesus. What a wonder you are.
For the Bible says that he that cometh to God must come believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Come on, everybody. Let's call Jesus. wonder.